More legal action today in the fight over Central Maine Power's proposed power line through the state's western woods. One well-financed opposition group called Stop the Corridor filed suit today in an ongoing dispute over whether it can keep its funding sources secret. And on a new front, a multi-partisan group of lawmakers, past and present, nonprofit groups and individual Mainers, is mounting a court challenge to a lease the state signed with CMP for public lands along the route of the controversial project. Fred Bever has details.
At issue is a mile-long section of land, 300 feet wide, in the West Forks area, which the Bureau of Parks and Lands leased to CMP back in 2014. The filers say the Bureau failed to get a two-thirds vote of the state legislature, as the state constitution requires, for leases that would reduce or substantially alter the character of public reserve lands.
I find it really offensive that the Bureau of Public Lands did not fulfill the constitutional mandate.
Former Senate President and Maine Republican Party Chairman Rick Bennett sat on the conference committee that in 1993 wrote the amendment requiring a two-thirds legislative vote on public land leases. It's a measure that was subsequently ratified by an overwhelming statewide vote. Bennett says the Bureau of Public Lands has routinely sought the two-thirds vote for much more minor projects, including transmission lines.
This one is life-changing for a lot of Maine people, and I believe it will be negatively affecting Western Maine for generations if it is allowed to go forward.
The suit includes several acting lawmakers, Republican, Democrat, and Independent, who argue they are being deprived of their constitutional right to vote on the lease, and the state's largest environmental advocacy group, the Natural Resources Council of Maine, is on board as well. In addition to bypassing the legislature, they argue that the Bureau went beyond its power because the law requires that power line owners first must secure a project permit from the state's Public Utilities Commission before leasing state lands.
Maine law says you can't lease public land for a transmission project unless you get the certification or the certificate of public convenience and need from the PUC first. CMP got that certificate 4 years later.
Nick Bennett is the staff scientist for the NRCM, which is seeking to have the lease overturned.
And in the meantime, until the lawsuit is decided, CMP should not be able to start its project because they don't have right title and interest, meaning they don't have proper ownership or deeds over all the land in their proposed project. And that is a requirement of the site law.
CMP officials did not have immediate comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And another legal action around the CMP project. Oral arguments are scheduled tomorrow in Cumberland County Superior Court over the constitutionality of a proposed ballot item that would ask voters statewide whether the project should be killed.